Let's talk about China. China is North Korea's only backer, and they have warned that conflict could break out at any moment. What is China really willing to do, though, in order to avoid conflict?
Well, first of all, the leverage even China has upon the North Korean regime is limited because the North Koreans are defying each and everything from outside. So China, of course, has one interest, no conflict, no war in its close neighborhood. They called now recently, or actually both sides, all sides, to put on restraint, including North Korea and America. Please restrain, no war, please.
So China's calling for restraint. What about some of the other countries in the region?
They are also very much afraid that something unpredictable might happen due to any, action which is not really calculated. First of all, South Korea would be right on in the war. Japan is also within the range of North Korean missiles already. And of course, China, I mentioned. So the whole region is very much afraid of any kind of military reaction or even war in Korea, in the Korean peninsula.
Okay, so a lot of anxiety you're describing there. What do you make of Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Seoul? Is he trying to shore up support for South Korea?
Maybe two things. First of all, shore up support to assure the South Koreans, we are with you, don't worry. And secondly, also trying to probably to talk with the South Koreans who know very much about North Korea, of course, what kind of alternatives they might have at hand.
All right, that's Gunter Knabe. He's a longtime DW correspondent in the region. Thank you for your analysis this evening.